Toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips held a dollop of mirth on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean. Thank you. Marsh to hell, the puppet on the rope. Feeling quite outnumbered, as to hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. Wandered through the streets, along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. And Esther stood and shook her head. The joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank in,